The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Hope everybody had a good old long bank holiday there in the UK. I know, it sucks going back to work today, but hey, at least it's a short week, right? It is the 28th of August, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the past few days sprinkle in there for you in about 5 minutes. Well, it looks like Apple's not going to launch one, not two, but three iPhones coming next month. Yes, a new report from Bloomberg says that, yeah, this looks to be the prediction that's going to come true. So, the three new iPhones, what are we going to be getting? Well, the rumors are saying we're going to get an upgraded iPhone X, or 10, whatever you want to say, that will have a 5.8-inch OLED screen. Then we're going to get a new high-end iPhone with a 6.5-inch OLED screen. Then, on top of that, that cheaper model we keep hearing about, that 6.1-inch LCD screen, which apparently will have a little bit of design change, making it look more like the iPhone X. Meaning, yes, as you probably guessed, all the phones now are going to have those lovely little notches. Another thing we might be seeing as far as notches goes is two SIM card slots. From what we're hearing, some territories are going to have them now. They just didn't say where yet. None of the things we're supposed to be seeing too, at least according to Bloomberg, will be a larger watch, meaning a bigger screen, and apparently updated iPad Pros, which that we've kind of been hearing about for a while. Now, the only thing we don't know, pricing. And we don't really know the date yet either when it's going to be unveiled, but more than likely the first week of September. Staying with Apple news, yeah, that's something that hasn't happened for a while. Two Apple stories back to back. Well, this one all has to do with Apple Music and working with Android Auto. Now, yes, Apple Music has been available on Android for quite a while now. But getting it on your phone or Android tablet, that's about as far as it goes. But we're seeing in the latest beta version of Apple Music for Android, it includes support for Android Auto. Meaning, yes, it's finally coming to a different platform to give you a car interface. Now, on top of this, Apple Music's also getting some other stuff for iOS, including lyric searching, the Friends Mix, and artist pages that will let you quickly start personalized stations. However, though, I don't know if this stuff's going to be coming to Android. Looks like right now it's just all iOS. But hey, at least you get the auto, right? Speaking of Android, we move over to Google now, and we finally might have an idea when the Pixel 3 is coming out, because apparently it's going to be announced October 9th in New York City. Yes, the Pixel 3 and, of course, the Pixel 3 XLs look to be coming our way shortly. Believe it or not, it's almost deja vu again. You might remember the Pixel and Pixel 2, they were announced on October 4th, so they're about 5 days late to the anniversary party. The main difference this time, though, is the location. Previous Pixel events were actually held in California, but apparently this time, Google thought, you know, why not? Let's bring it to New York. Yay. And finally, have you been on YouTube today? Come on. Yeah, you have. Should be working. You're watching YouTube videos. We're all guilty of it. Want to know how guilty you are? Well, now there may be a way to tell that. Yes, YouTube is going to be rolling out some new tools for us users to basically give us an idea of just how much tube we're watching. Apparently now, when you open up your account menu, you'll see an updated profile that shows the amount of time you've actually viewed videos for that day. Also, the previous day, and over the last week, too. Just to make you feel a little extra guilty. Now, according to Google, this is to provide us, yes, the users, a better understanding of just how much time we actually spend on YouTube throughout our day, so that you can make informed decisions about how you want YouTube to best fit into your life. Doesn't that just sound like a perfect PR statement? Now, just so you know, if you're on YouTube Music or subscribe to YouTube TV if you're in the US, that doesn't actually count towards your time watched. Whew, thank goodness. Probably because if that counted and you looked at those numbers, yeah, you realize you ain't getting anything done. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, send it to us. By gosh, we'll listen. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, our home for the podcast, the blog, the reviews. It's all over there, and it's all powered by TSO Host. Looking for great web hosting? Go check them out right now. TSOHost.com. And don't forget to use BTN30 at the checkout. 30% off your order. How sweet is that? But you got to use that code, BTN30. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram, British Tech Network, on Twitter, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community over at our Slack room. Come join us if you haven't already. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next couple of days. But until then, ease into your Tuesday, because it feels like Monday, doesn't it? Yeah. Have a good one. And thanks so much, as always, for listening.